Hello, everybody. This is Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'm Billy Idol.
Hey, it's Melissa Etheridge here.
Hi, I'm Pink.
This is Bill Leverty of Firehouse.
And you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas Podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their list of nominees for this year, and I thought I'd take a look at them and see which one or ones have Christmas music. This is not a commentary on the Rock Hall or whether some of these artists should be nominated or which other worthy artists should have been nominated or should already be in the Rock Hall. If you're looking for any of that, I'm sure you'll have no trouble finding it on other podcasts and other media that focus on that kind of thing. But I try to stick to Christmas music here. So this year's nominees are, in the order they appear on the Rock Hall website, The Black Crowes, Jeff Buckley, Mariah Carey, Phil Collins, Melissa Etheridge, Lauryn Hill, Billy Idol, INXS, Iron Maiden, Joy Division and New Order, New Edition, Oasis, Pink, Sade, Shakira, Luther Vandross, and Wu-Tang Clan. So let's go through these as they're listed there and see who's got Christmas music. The Black Crowes have released 11 studio albums, counting A Pound of Feathers, which is due out March 13th, and another 7 live albums. They've also released 3 compilations, a couple of EPs, and almost 40 singles. As near as I can tell, the only Christmas music they've released was a cover of Clarence Carter's song Backdoor Santa. It appeared as a free download on their website in 2005 and is now available on streaming sites as of just a few years ago. Jeff Buckley released 1 studio album during his lifetime, along with 4 singles and a couple of live EPs. Since he died in 1997, 10 compilations, 8 live albums, a box set of EPs, and 3 singles have been released. His version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah is probably his most well-known song, and it went double platinum as a single in 2007. But despite recording so much music in a very short period of time, Jeff didn't record any Christmas music. And now we get to Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey has released 90 official singles, 25 promotional singles, and has made 30 guest appearances on other artists' songs. She has earned 19 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. She has also released 16 studio albums, 2 soundtrack albums, 7 compilation albums, 3 EPs, 1 remix album, and 6 anniversary albums. Mariah has sold over 220 million albums. She has released 2 Christmas albums, Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas to You. She's also released 2 Christmas-related soundtracks, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You in 2017 and Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas Special in 2020. She also recorded All I Want for Christmas Is You, Super Festive, with Justin Bieber for his album Under the Mistletoe in 2011. In 2017, she recorded the title track for the animated movie The Star. And in 2021, with Khalid and Kirk Franklin, she recorded the single Fall in Love at Christmas. I think that's all for Mariah, at least so far. Phil Collins is nominated for his solo work, as he's already been inducted with the group Genesis. Phil's released 8 studio albums, 1 live album, 5 compilation albums, 2 remix albums, 3 soundtrack albums, 2 box sets, 50 singles, 18 video albums, and 41 music videos. And he sold over 150 albums. But no Christmas music, and none with Genesis either. Melissa Etheridge has released 16 studio albums, 43 singles, 2 compilations, and 7 live albums. In 1994, she released a single combining John Lennon's songs Happy Christmas, War is Over, and Give Peace a Chance. In 2008, she released her album A New Thought on Christmas. It consisted of 10 tracks, 6 covers, and 4 originals. A year later, it was re-released with a bonus DVD of a live performance of all 10 songs in a slightly different order than appears on the original album. Lauryn Hill has released 1 studio album, 1 live album, and 20 singles, including 9 singles as a featured artist. The only Christmas music from Lauryn that I've come across is the duet she did with Rosie O'Donnell on The Little Drummer Boy, which appeared on Rosie's first Christmas collection, A Rosie Christmas, in 1999. Billy Idol has released 7 studio albums, 1 live album, 7 compilation albums, 3 EPs, and 37 singles. Billy recorded the song Yellin' at the Christmas Tree for his album Devil's Playground in 2005. A year later, he released the album Happy Holidays. That's a 17-track album that was mostly covers with 2 originals, the title track and the song Christmas Love. It was remastered and re-released in 2021 with a new original added on Christmas Day. His versions of Merry Christmas Baby and Blue Christmas were removed, along with his original song, Christmas Love. Next is INXS. INXS has released 12 studio albums, 71 singles, 12 compilation albums, 4 live albums, and 5 EPs. The only Christmas music that I found connected to them has been a fan club single released in 1984. It's an original song called Merry Christmas, and it's one of the few INXS songs that was not sung by their lead singer, Michael Hutchence. Instead, it was sung by guitarist Kirk Pangeli. Iron Maiden have released 17 studio albums, 13 live albums, 7 compilations, 49 singles, 4 EPs, and 5 box sets. As far as I can tell, though, they have not released any Christmas music, at least not yet. Joy Division and New Order are listed as one group for the Rock Hall. Joy Division released 2 studio albums, 1 EP, and 5 singles. The group disbanded after the suicide of their lead singer, Ian Curtis, in 1980. Following his death, 4 live albums were released, along with 9 compilations and 2 EPs. The 3 surviving members formed New Order, who released 10 studio albums, 12 compilation albums, 6 live albums, 5 EPs, and 45 singles. I have not come across any Christmas music connected to either group. New Edition has 7 studio albums, 8 compilations, and 32 singles. In 1985, they released the 6-track album Christmas All Over the World. This was re-released in 2004 with the addition of Johnny Gill's solo version of Give Love on Christmas Day. In 2020, they released the 5-track EP N.E. Christmas, which contained all the tracks on the 2004 release except the song Singing Merry Christmas. Oasis have released 7 studio albums, 2 live albums, 5 compilation albums, 6 video albums, 1 EP, and 27 singles. The only Christmas song from Oasis that I know of is their cover of Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody that they recorded in 2002 for a UK charity album from the New Music Express magazine. The album is called NME in association with War Child Presents One Love. That album was released in the middle of October and contains 16 tracks, but the Oasis song is the only Christmas track on the album. Pink is next, and she has released 9 studio albums, 1 live album, 6 compilation albums, 59 singles, and 3 charity singles. She has also appeared with other artists on over 20 additional releases. So far, though, Pink doesn't have any Christmas music. Sade has released 6 studio albums, 1 live album, 2 compilation albums, 2 EPs, and 26 singles. By the way, it's unclear from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's website if this nomination is just for the singer Sade or her band, which is also known as Sade. In either case, there doesn't seem to be any Christmas music connected to Sade. Shakira has released 12 studio albums, 1 reissue, 5 live albums, 2 compilation albums, and 76 singles. I don't know of any Christmas music connected to her. Luther Vandross released 13 studio albums, 12 compilation albums, one live album, and 60 singles during his lifetime. After he died in 2005, another 8 compilation albums and 3 singles were released. Luther released the album This Is Christmas in 1995. It had 10 tracks on it, 7 of which were written or co-written by him. It was reissued in 2012 as the Classic Christmas Album with an additional 5 tracks. The additional tracks were odd songs Luther had recorded for other Christmas releases. Those are The Christmas Song, originally released on A Very Special Christmas 2 in 1992, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, a live duet with Chaka Khan from the 1998 Soul Train Christmas Starfest, and the two songs May Christmas Bring You Happiness and At Christmas Time, taken from the compilation album Funky Christmas in 1976. And finally, Wu-Tang Clan. They have released 7 studio albums, 1 EP, 23 releases categorized as compilation albums, and 20 singles. And as far as I can tell, they have not released any Christmas music. And that's it on this year's nominations. I have no idea what impact, if any, your vote may have to turn any of these nominees into inductees. But if you're interested, I'll put a link in the show notes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website where you can vote. And whether you agree with this list of nominations or not, or have any other concerns about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I hope this episode, at the very least, has introduced you to some Christmas music you might not have been aware of. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes as well. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over and subscribe. Then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.